From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial health officials are staying mum about where they might put a new medical facility in Greene County after being awarded a $5 million state grant for the project. Catskill and Coxsackie have been mentioned as possible locations, but Greene County legislator Mike Lavera is complaining that county government officials are being left out of the loop. Lavera said, and I quote, "My concern is the lack of information being provided to county officials. The reality is that CMH and only some of the county knew they applied for this grant, yet we were not informed of that key detail," end quote. Last month, Greene County officials said the Hudson-based hospital was moving away from considering Catskill's location near Exit 21 of the New York State Thruway as a possibility for a medical facility. They said then that a Coxsackie location near a different interstate exit was a possibility, but Lavera opposes the Coxsackie site, saying, and I quote, "Cairo or Catskill, not Coxsackie, should be exactly where CMH should be looking to build or expand. Coxsackie, with all due respect, is not the center of the county, and we all know it. That would serve big government doctors and southern Albany, not Greene County," end quote. CMH spokesperson William Van Slyke said the Catskill location still, and I quote, "remains one of several properties in Greene County that has potential for us to locate the new facility." Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that several members of the Hudson Teachers Association don't want students to be allowed to carry cell phones after video recordings of several fights at the middle school surfaced online. The March 1st school board meeting where the teachers made their requests was attended by more than 200 people. Superintendent Lisa Marie Spindler explained how the district was addressing the fights and other recent threats of violence at the school. At one point, Spindler said that a girl wielding a knife in one of the videos did not make contact with her intended target. Brianna Conti, the mother of the boy being attacked in the video, disagreed with the superintendent, saying, and I quote, "No, there was not just a stabbing motion. Contact was made," end quote. She also said the school never called her about the incident. At the meeting, Lola Roberts said a male student threatened to shoot her daughter and the district had downplayed the incident. She said, and I quote, "the school needs to stop pushing stuff under the rug," end quote. Spindler admitted the district was not prepared for the effect the pandemic and remote learning had on students' mental health. She said the district was hiring a social worker, a guidance counselor, and a restorative justice specialist with stimulus funds to address the issue. The next day, Spindler sent a letter to parents that said, and I quote, "that we have taken immediate action to enhance safety in our schools, and we are committed to continuing, exploring, and implementing additional initiatives to ensure that our schools are safe, secure environments for our students, faculty, staff, and visitors," end quote. She also said bathrooms at the high school would now lock during transition between classes. The Hudson School Board also voted to hire a public relations firm to communicate with parents and the press, paying Focus Media of Goshen $175 per professional per hour. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressperson Pat Ryan sent a letter to CSX President and CEO Joseph Henrich demanding the company adopt more safety standards to stop a major train accident locally. Ryan says CSX trains carrying toxic materials have derailed repeatedly over the past several years, including in the Hudson Valley. Ryan, a Democrat who represents the 18th Congressional District and a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, also wants a congressional hearing on rail safety. Ryan said, and I quote, "We've seen a disturbing pattern of CSX consistently putting profit over safety, creating serious risk that what happened in Ohio could repeat itself right here in the Hudson Valley. just like Norfolk Southern, CSX, and other big rail corporations spent millions lobbying the last president to deregulate the railways, resulting in the administration withdrawing a proposal to require faster brakes on trains carrying highly flammable materials and ending regular rail safety audits of railroads, end quote. In 2017, there was a CSX derailment in Newburgh that spilled 4,600 tons of diesel fuel. There are 131 miles of CSX tracks along the Hudson River and into New Jersey. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.